Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is your weekly show of musical and media exploration from the past century of recorded sound. Radio Thrift Shop is better than plugging a Victrola into a time machine and is heard right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org, on Pinecone Radio, and on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info.
All right, it's time to light up the lava lamp and come on a musical journey deep into the world of 78s, 33s, 45s, 8-tracks, and cassettes. The thrift shop is open for musical exploration. And coming up momentarily here on the thrift shop, I have a featured album, Soundsational, which is a compilation of classic pop grooves and lounge jazz from the 1970s. So please, stay tuned for that.
Summer seemed to drag on forever. I steal the downtime by waiting out the rain, engaging the shadows. Storms would fly into the night. We saw time by candlelight, and we swore that we got it right. Into the daytime, I stopped and stared at my mother's red locks. They had turned to so young.
An icy waste of snow. A man has got to go where he has got to go. From the Big Bang till there is no more life on Earth. Pushing his body to affirm what he is worth. But go as you may, by the end of the day, on the rock. Simon, you'll stay. Shadow simulacra he must fight. By dropping sticks together, man may fight to quell his fear at night. To lift the veil of nature, man must pit his deeds against his fate. And wield the sword of reason at the darkness lurking at his gate. But go as you may, by the scorching tracks of ever-shifting sand. Will mankind ever reach the vaunted promised land? Do you have to struggle from the cradle to the grave? Our process changing him from man into a slave. But go as you may, by the end of the day, on the rock the Simon, you'll stay as you may. By the end of the day, at the feet of the goddess, you'll pray.
finger writes, and having writ, moves on.
Bunch of cool stuff right there on the Radio Thrift Shop. That was Akko with Ganges Delta. Before that, Dorothy Ashby and the Moving Finger. Prior to that, Dial S for Siren by the Barry Gemso Experience from the Harpsichord 2000 compilation. And we started out with a band from New Hampshire, Foxtrot Zulu, from 1999, Frozen in Time. Well, the thrift shop here is practically frozen in time. We must have a TARDIS or something. We're digging the crates from the past century of recorded sound, but we're broadcasting like it's 1969.
This time of year in northern climates, a variety of animals, large and small, are hibernating. But you might be surprised to learn that there are different kinds of hibernation, and that bears in particular have their own special way of slowing down their body's processes. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
There's two types of animals that hibernate, bears and certain rodents, and the way they hibernate is really quite different. The rodents go into this deep sleep, their body temperature drops close to freezing, they breathe once a minute, their heart virtually stops. Bears can't afford to do that. If a bear were to slow down that much, it would take it 2 weeks to wake back up. So when a bear goes into hibernation, its body temperature drops just a little bit, about 10 degrees. It's still relatively close to its operating temperature. And what they're doing is metabolizing the fat reserves that they built up when they were in hyperphagia.
Hyperphagia is when a bear stores fat by eating as much as possible, usually between the months of August through October. According to biologist David Schurkauer, bears are able to live on that fat during their long winter sleep by dramatically altering some of their bodily functions.
Interestingly, though, they never have to wake up to defecate or urinate. They have a special mechanism that is unique to bears where they can metabolize fat and they can recycle the nitrogen that's normally a waste product known as urea, but they can recycle that and synthesize proteins with it.
The mechanisms of bear hibernation are still not fully understood. However, animal physiologists are currently doing research that could someday have applications for the treatment of human diseases. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation and Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Our featured album today is a compilation known as Soundsational, which collects some of the music released on the Red Diffusion label. Or maybe it's actually pronounced Rediffusion. Not entirely sure. However, the Red Diffusion or Rediffusion label was a library music label that provided music for films and television in the United Kingdom from the 1950s onward. This is a very cool compilation, and we're going to start off by listening to Birds and Brass with Sort of Soul.
Give me the key to your heart, and I'll never wander from you.
Some mid-century sounds there by Chris Caron, and we started off with Birds and Brass with Sort of Soul from the Soundsational CD compilation, Classic Pop Grooves and Lounge Jazz from the 1970s. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be back with more Soundsational music right after this.
Exploring Science in the Sea. For a lobster, hotter water is a bad thing. So not surprisingly, biologists expect the crustaceans to hop out of a rapidly warming pot of water off the east coast of the United States and Canada. The Gulf of Maine is heating up faster than 99% of the oceans. That's already having some effects on life in the Gulf, and more dramatic effects could be on the way. The Gulf stretches from Cape Cod, Massachusetts to Nova Scotia. It covers about 36,000 square miles. It's fairly shallow, no more than 1,200 feet deep, with half of it less than 500 feet. It consists of three main basins, plus a series of shallow banks. For centuries, the Gulf of Maine has been one of the most productive ocean environments. Today, though, it's facing threats. Runoff from land appears to be slowing the growth of phytoplankton, the tiny plant-like organisms that are a vital link in the marine food chain. Overfishing has been a problem too. Now though, the biggest threat is rising temperatures. That appears to be causing the cold ocean current that feeds the Gulf of Maine from the north to slow down. That's allowing the warmer Gulf Stream current to become more dominant. The cod population has declined, forcing bans on recreational fishing. There have been fewer fish for puffin chicks to eat, so their survival rate in 2018 was half that of the year before. And a study says the lobster population could decline by a third by 2050 as the crustaceans head north, hopping out of the hot pot of the Gulf of Maine. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, digging through the crates with DJ Frederick on WMNB 107.1 in North Adams.
Bye.
Four tracks from the Soundsational Rediffusion compilation. That was Green Onions and the Way We Do It by the Pete Moore Orchestra. Before that, Theme from Shaft by Birds and Brass, and we started off with Sam Sklar and Black Friday. This is DJ Frederick. You've found the Radio Thrift Shop. My dad was a radio repairman after his service in World War II. He was also a singing cowboy on an AM radio station, WFEA, here in Manchester, New Hampshire. So you might say that I inherited my love of eclectic music from him. He turned me on to some wonderful Indian ragas back in the 1970s. So welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop, established 1956. It's a thrift shop sound on the airwaves, heard here every Sunday at noon on WLSL LP 92.7, St. Leo University Radio, and every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. My favorite Stereolab LP is Dots and Loops, and that was recently reissued on vinyl and CD. Let's hear some Stereolab.
Thank you.
From their CD Ever, released on Project Records, Love Spirals Downward and Sideways Forest. Before that, from the year 2000, A Kite is a Victim with Message Me Never Again. We started off from 1997, Stereolab with Brockage. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I hope the show's been eclectic and interesting and relaxed yet engaging at the same time. It's time to cruise on out of here. Hope you tune in next week. And you never know what you're going to hear on the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same program twice or even once. All right, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love.